let me share a secret, a most enchanting tale. Come, follow me, and I'll let you see the magic of Fairy Dwell.
Dear listener, a warm welcome to Fairy Dwell. It's October. The shadows and nights are growing longer, and together we brace ourselves for Halloween. This month's fairy tale is sure to send a chill down your spine. Though, of course, Fairy Dwell wouldn't be Fairy Dwell without a surprising twist along the way. Enjoy, and don't forget, you can always find all fairy tales and illustrations at fairydwell.com. In a forgotten corner of Fairy Dwell lies a narrow alley. Everyone knows it, but no one ever goes there. The houses stand abandoned, and apart from the occasional stray cat, you won't find a soul on the street. Strange, really, because at first glance it looks like a pleasant little alley. The houses, though, have decayed badly over the centuries. The people of Herodwell prefer to hurry past, because the alley is a dead end, literally. The last houses back up against the wall of the old Herodwell cemetery. And though the heavy gate has been locked for centuries, strange voices are sometimes heard here, and wandering shadows are seen. The little street is therefore known throughout Fairy Dwell as Ghost Alley. It's a place to avoid, a place never spoken of. Until one evening, when a man turned the corner and stepped into the alley. His name was Benedict Buggle. He was a clerk at the Fairy Dwell Court and had been ordered by the sheriff to investigate. After all, those ghost stories had disturbed public order and the townspeople's sleep for years. Someone had to put an end to it. And that someone was Benedict. He was not exactly thrilled about going to Ghost Alley that evening. The place terrified him. With his hand stuffed deep in his pockets, he shuffled cautiously down the street. A night breeze teased its way under his collar and set an icy shiver down his spine. Around him, the old houses creaked in the wind. Houses where once families had lived, and shops had opened their doors to customers. But those days were long gone. The houses seemed to warn him now. "Turn back, Benedict. Don't go any farther." Suddenly, a sound echoed at the end of the alley. Benedict shuddered. His steps grew smaller. What was that? For a moment, all was quiet. But then it came again, louder than before. Fear gnawed at his knees as he looked toward the sound. It seemed to come from the direction of the gate. Benedict rubbed his eyes and peered into the darkness. Was he seeing things? Was the gate moving? He froze just as a strong gust swept into the alley. The sound returned, and Benedict saw the gate rattling violently in its lock. He exhaled in relief. It's just the wind. Nothing to worry about after all. But then, the gate swung open. Quickly, Benedict ducked behind the stone stairway, his heart pounding, and peeked over the edge. A figure stepped through the heavy doors. A tall woman in an even taller white robe. She seemed to glow. Even from this distance, Benedict felt the icy chill radiating from her. Her cold eyes looked left, then right, and then straight at Benedict. He flinched and shrank into himself. Had she seen him? He couldn't be sure. Over the sound of his own breathing, he heard her footsteps drawing near. Closer, closer, until they stopped right beside him. "What on earth are you doing here?" her voice crackled. Benedict didn't look up.
I'm hiding."
There was a pause.
"Hiding? From who?"
Benedict squeezed his eyes shut.
From you."
The woman raised an eyebrow.
"Huh? From me?
Well, you're not doing a very good job of it.
But why are you hiding at all?"
Because you scare me,"
Benedict whimpered.
"Oh, well, thanks for that," she muttered.
Benedict still didn't dare look at her.
You must be one of the ghosts haunting this alley, scaring everyone away for centuries. My name is Benedict Buggle, and the sheriff ordered me to put an end to it. You and the others have to leave tonight. And never come back."
For the first time, he looked up at the tall white figure beside him. He saw her hollow eyes, the deep wrinkles in her face, and her lifeless hair. His body froze as their gazes locked.
"Oh, really? And where exactly are we supposed to go?"
the woman asked.
Benedict shrugged helplessly. I don't know. Just go."
The woman sniffed and looked around.
"Oh, so basically, you're telling us to scram."
Benedict nodded nervously. The woman shook her head.
"Oh, my dear boy. You have no idea."
She held her old pale hand out before him.
"Come, stand up."
Reluctantly, Benedict took her ice-cold hand and rose. The woman guided him to the middle of the alley.
"Ah, look around you. This was once a normal street full of life. Families lived here. Children played outside. Shops opened for customers. And there was joy from morning till night. And yet, the last residents left centuries ago. What do you think that is?"
Benedict searched for an answer.
"Well, they say it's haunted." The woman made a face. Haunted.
Ghosts.
Oh, I hate that word. Makes it sound like I should be floating around with a sheet over my head. Ghosts don't exist.
Benedict frowned.
Then what are you?
I'm a spirit, of course, the lady said.
But isn't that just as scary?
Scary? She grew sharp.
Do you even know what scary is? Your first day at school, that's scary. The dentist, that's scary. A rickety stepladder, that's scary. We're not scary. You make us scary. And that's why everyone left this street. Not because of us, because of you.
She pointed her long bony finger at the gate.
Good man, where do you think all those old residents went?
They are there, in the cemetery.
Every family that has ever lived on this street lies buried behind that wall. And not just them. Everyone who has ever lived in Ferrydwell rests there.
But who remembers them?
Even the last person who remembered the most recent dead is now dead themselves. But we're not gone. We're still here. For centuries. And believe me, it feels good to stretch your legs once in a while. Don't ask me why, but every year on October 31st, the gate opens. And we get to come out. And yes, we like to enjoy ourselves. Just like the old days. Can you blame us? For one night, this dead-end street becomes a street of the walking dead. For one night, the alley lives again.
And now you're telling us we're not welcome here either? Well, Benedict, that would make things really dead around here, wouldn't you say?
Benedict scratched his head.
I didn't know.
No, the woman said. But that's what happens when you keep running away from us. Or even shutting off whole streets because we're supposedly so frightening.
How can you ever talk to us then?
We want to talk, but, well.
At the end of the alley, a small head poked out. It was a little man, toothless, in ragged clothes.
Is he gone? He called.
The woman turned.
No, she answered. But it's safe.
Benedict blinked.
Safe?
The woman laid a hand on his shoulder.
Yes, Benedict. You are not the only ones who are afraid.
And then Benedict saw them. More and more spirits pouring through the gates. Dozens, hundreds of them, laughing, singing, dancing across the ancient cobblestones. Shadows tall and small, celebrating, bringing the alley back to life. The woman looked at Benedict.
Look, I understand that the living take priority. But please, don't take this from us.
Benedict smiled. Don't worry, he said, taking her cold hand.
I'll think of something.
The woman winked. Thank you, Benedict. I'm sure we'll meet again. And with that, Benedict turned and left the merrymaking behind. The next morning, he stood before the sheriff.
"Well?"
the sheriff asked.
"How was die Ellie?"
Benedict straightened his back. "Sir, I can assure you, it was extraordinary." The sheriff leaned forward.
"Good heavens, was it that frightening?"
Frightening? Benedict smiled. "Do you know what's frightening? Your first day of school, or a stepladder, that's frightening. But Ghost Alley is anything but frightening. We're the ones who make it frightening." The sheriff leaped up.
"But what about the ghosts?"
"With all due respect, sir," Benedict said, "ghosts don't exist. But unbeknownst to us, the alley does have other residents. I spoke to one myself, in the flesh, and she doesn't believe in ghosts either. According to her, those are just ghost stories. So really, sir, there's nothing to worry about in Ghost Alley." The sheriff leaned back in his chair.
"Ah, also, I see. Then I hereby decide to leave the alley in peace. Let's not disturb its residents further."
Benedict thought about his night among the spirits and nodded contentedly. "Indeed, sir. It would be a shame. A deadly shame."
And that's it for this episode. Each month, a new fairy tale will be available in your favorite podcast app and on fairydwill.com. Fairy Dwill is a podcast by Oscar Koning. Thanks for listening, and until next time.